Well, Jackie Road is just a place where we can have some fun. Well, I'm having fun at Jackie Road, doing cool interviews and writing songs.
Guys, I'm so excited to announce that this is another Bump in the Road episode, one of the most popular, highest feedback episodes of the Jackie Road season so far has been Bump in the Road episode number one. This is officially Bump in the Road episode number two. Let's get into it.
It's a Bump in the Road episode. Well, nobody really knows how it goes. We've never been here before, but I'm sure we'll find our way around if you hear the sound of a toad. That just means the show's not dead if you hear the sound of a toad. We've just hit a bump in the road.
Honestly, that's one of my favorite pieces of music that I've made for the whole series. The Bump in the Road intro. I wish I could do more, but the season's so close, it's unlikely we'll get another Bump in the Road next week. Very rare to have two Bump in the Roads in a row. That's just crazy. So this might be the last Bump in the Road episode for the season. For people not familiar with the Bump in the Road episode, oh my God, what you missed if you haven't heard Bump in the Road one. Oh, I can't even think of where to start. Hoo-wee, boy, oh boy, go back and listen to Bump in the Road episodes. It usually occurs when I have done an interview and the interview's ready to go and I have not made a song for the end of the show. Every episode, I promise to have a guest on and then write and record a song inspired by something in their chat. Because we are listening to the Bump in the Road episode, it means that I do not have a song yet for the great Christian O'Connell, whose interview is locked and loaded in the chamber, ready to kill you with great insights. Seriously, the chat with Christian, I listened to it again this morning, is really great, but I just didn't have time this week to sit down and write a song. I knew I wasn't going to get there this week. I've had a super busy week. Melbourne, for everybody outside of Victoria, you might know, but Melburnians will really know. We came out of lockdown last week, and it's the first week really of the Jackie Road season that I've been free to move out and about outside of the lockdown of the jail cell that is Jackie Road Studios. So I did have a bunch of shit to do, is the best way to say it. You know, Bianca's got dinners going with her friends. I saw my friends on Cup Day last week for a big picnic. And then the radio ratings came in. We're at number one. Yes, stop mentioning it. We're number one FM again. Big deal. We had to celebrate that. It's just been a packed old week. And then on top of that, I had to move back into Jackie Road Studios because, confusingly, Jackie Road Studios has been taking part in an Airbnb because the local government has been raising a train line outside my house. They shut down the street for 4 months. We had to move out. Now we're moving back in. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? All boring. All you need to know is that I just haven't had time to properly set up Jackie Road Studios yet and sit down and get in the zone, you know, to write a song. You ever tried to write a song not in the zone? You're crazy, man. You got to be in the zone to write a song. So Jackie Road Studios is now set up 90% there. It's beautiful, actually, now. It's got some of Bianca's house plants in here and a nice big rug on the floor to dampen the echo in the room. And my beautiful dog, Luna, is enjoying the rug right now. So Jackie Road Studios is primed and ready to make great songs. It's just I've only set it up this morning. So a Bum in the Road episodes, I've got something to show you, a new bit of music, actually, that I've been working on that is very exciting. It's arriving far too late, but it is something that will play before every guest interview, even though it looks like we only have one more guest for the season. I'm very excited to show you that. I promised it would come eventually. It is here, and I've got exciting news about the album that we are making with all the songs from the Jackie Road Studios episodes. We're going to make an album, which you can already stream. Streaming's free. Well, streaming's not free. You've got to pay the streaming services. I get nothing from it. But you can enjoy the album for free on any of the streaming services. Just search Jack Post. If you're on Spotify, you can even search Jackie Road Studios. And I made a playlist where I've put all the songs from the podcast back to back. I was actually listening to it this morning, getting high on my own supply. And it's actually so good. I don't care. I'll unashamedly say that I love it. I'm so proud of it. I listened to it from start to finish and really enjoyed it. There's one song to add now at the end of Christian's episode that will take us up to 12 songs, having a full album, and then get a load of this idea. I just came up with it in the last half an hour, but I love it. What do we think for the album, right? I'm not expecting you guys all to rush out to JB and buy the album version. But for select fans, you might want to get the album as like a souvenir for listening to the show. Whether you play it physically on any devices, I don't care. Radio Mike and I last year made the Release the Sounds album. I've got the CD of it, but I don't even own a CD player. But I like to have the physical copy, the memory, the souvenir of the Release the Sounds album. So that's what I want to do with the Jackie Road Studios album. How about this? I recently heard that vinyl, for the first time in like 30 years, is outselling CDs again. Vinyl is now more popular than CDs for the first time since the 80s, right? When CDs were first invented and no one had a CD player yet. Well, now nobody's got a CD player again, but people are getting vinyl players because they're cool and retro, and people love vinyl. And just admit it, vinyl's cooler. It just looks cooler. It's bigger. The picture on the front is bigger. It just looks better. So, what do you reckon of getting the Jackie Road Studio Series 1 album released on vinyl and not on CD? Pause for effect. Yep. What do you reckon? I would love for people to tell me on email, jackieroadstudios@gmail.com, if they would be interested in purchasing the vinyl if I made it. I don't know how much more costly it is yet, but I'm not out to make any money off this. I'll just do it at cost price to cover cost of like manufacturing it, cost of shipping, etc., to make it really inexpensive for people who want a copy of it. Please let me know the demand at jackieroadstudios@gmail.com if you would want one. I love the idea of having it on vinyl. And that brings me to the second surprise of this episode. The first surprise being it's going to be vinyl, not CD. The second surprise is I've just seen awesome artwork that we're going to use for the album art. It's so cool. A listener of the show made it. His name is Michael Wilkinson. He actually emailed me about something else just to say, I think he was just saying like, he just wrote in to say he loved the lowest ranking member of the Entourage song. And I saw he had a really cool email signature and I clicked on it. He's obviously an illustrator. And then I looked at his art. Man, he's got some great stuff. I loved like the aesthetic of it. And his style, I loved instantly. So I thought, oh man, I reached out to him. I was like, can I commission you to make some artwork for Jackie Road Studios? And he was super busy. This is a couple of months ago now. He's super busy. He said, wait till November and I'll see if I can do something early November when I got some time. He's just emailed me something this weekend and it's so cool. I'm going to honestly have written back to him. I haven't heard back to him since I opened the email, but I wrote back to him saying, how high quality is this? I want to get it blown up as big as possible for the walls of Jackie Road Studios. And that might sound egotistical and arrogant that I want this artwork of Jackie Road Studios blown up to as big as it can go, but it's just so cool. And I want to be on Zooms and stuff and people are like, oh, what's that in the background? It's like, oh, that's just the artwork, the original artwork for the Jackie Road Studios Series 1 album cover. Yeah. So, I didn't even talk to Michael about making it the album cover, but when I saw how awesome it was, this thing has got to be the album cover. It's really cool. In time, I'll share it with you guys. But if anybody in Melbourne or even Australia knows anything about making your own vinyl, like getting it printed, getting it pressed, all of that stuff, or if anybody knows how to blow up big pictures and put it in a frame, or I was thinking even like those canvas prints and then maybe putting some like acoustic foam behind the canvas print so that it actually acts as artwork and as like an acoustic dampener in the room at the same time. If anyone can help me out with that sort of stuff, obviously I can pay you to do it. So if you do that, or if you know anybody who does vinyl or big artworks, please, jackieroadstudios@gmail.com, get in touch. Then the last thing we need for the album is the goddamn name. What's this thing going to be called? jackieroadstudios@gmail.com. Send me your ideas for the name of the album. It might be a lyric from one of the songs. It might be something from one of the interviews. I don't know what to call the album yet. Please write in. I'll give raffle tickets for everybody who suggests a name for the album. Your last chance to get a raffle ticket for the world's fastest guitar, the Yamaha RS720B. JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com. I can't stress that enough. I need help this week, but it feels good to get through admin, doesn't it? Of the podcast. Can't do that while Christian O'Connell's babbling away in his interview. This is really, we're getting a lot done today, guys. This ain't a bump in the road. This is actually smoothing out the road so that we can drive peacefully along it. Which brings me to my next thing. I have made something for this week. Since we no longer on the show play copyrighted music to introduce the guest, because all the clips go on YouTube, YouTube doesn't allow copyrighted music, it gets technical, complicated, means doing two edits, blah, blah, blah. I've stripped away the intro music. No more copyrighted music in the podcast. We need a way to intro the guest from my babbling at the start of the episode into the guest. I've been promising it for weeks, and with one guest to go, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the guest music.
It's time for a guest to get things off their chest, or at least answer questions that I ask them. Well, nobody knows where this interview will go, but we hope it's at least interesting. Let's get the guest in.
I can't wait to play that for Christian's episode next week. I promise next week Christian's episode will be live. There will be the 12th and final song of the Jackie Road Studios Season 1 podcast / album, and jackieroadstudios@gmail.com. Please help me if you know how to print or press vinyl. If you want to get your hands on the vinyl, let me know as well. And if you can do big canvas artworks with acoustic paneling in the back, I would love to hear from you.
It's time to read your emails.
Before I read some of your emails for this week's episode, I want to recommend something to you all. My wife has a book recommendation newsletter called Read Your Feelings, which you can sign up to at readyourfeelings.com. The reason I remember it and remember to remind you here is this opener for this section of the podcast, which sounds like this.
It's time to read your emails. Read your emails.
Every time she's talking about read your feelings, I can't help but singing, you gotta read your feelings, read your feelings, which annoys her. readyourfeelings.com for book recommendations. You just chuck your email in there and it'll send you a newsletter every fortnight. And trust me when I say, Bianca has great recommendations for books. She reads like 20 times the amount of books every year that I do. And she's never given me a recommendation for a book that I didn't enjoy. She is the leader of a legitimate book club, not one of those book clubs you hear about on TV and movies where the girls all sit around and drink wine and, well, we don't actually read the book. They take it fucking seriously. One time, I was, sometimes I'm at home when she's, obviously over the last few months with COVID, they've had to do the book club over Zoom. And one of her friends drops into the Zoom call before the rest of the group joins. I can hear from the other room. And they're talking about the book. They've obviously been swapping messages in the book club group text about, you know, some people have differing opinions, hate the book. Some people love the book. Anyway, Bianca's friend Andrea says to Bianca before the book club starts, shit is going down tonight. So, yeah, they take the book club seriously. Guys, you got to read your feelings.
It's time to read your feelings.
Read your feelings. At readyourfeelings.com. This week's emails are a collection of emails I just save anytime they come in late. So, if people are trying to contribute to the talking points, but I've already recorded the episode or the episode is already released, I just copy and paste them into a note section for later reading. So, I've got a few emails here. Everybody who gets read out today will receive a raffle ticket for the world's fastest guitar. The Yamaha RS720B. Weeks away from being given to one of the listeners of Jackie Road Studios. The first one comes in from Annalise Sutherland. She says, hey, Jack, loving your podcast. I've moved over to it after running out of H&A content, and I'm very pleased I found it. I listened to the podcast in my car on an hour-long drive to work. In one of the first making of episodes, you mentioned that if one of your speakers was not working, you would hear some of the side directed music. Yeah, that's right. So when I'm breaking down the songs, sometimes a guitar part will only come out of the left side. Sometimes, I'll do a little example. I'll use this new opener as an example.
It's time for a guest to get things off their chest, or at least answer questions that I ask them.
Now, this isn't how I may mix this song, but say I moved these parts. One is the piano, one is the choir. The choir now is coming out of just the left side. And this piano is coming down of just the right side. So sometimes you mix guitars or different instruments all the way to the left or all the way to the right. That is what Annalise is referring to when she said, you referenced one week that if your left speaker was broken, say, then you wouldn't be able to hear this. Because it's coming out of just the left speaker, so you would hear nothing. Annalise says, that's how I learned that my right speaker doesn't work when connected to an aux cable, which is the only way I can listen to music in my car. So I guess I'm a left-sided listener only. She goes on to say, in one of your interviews, the boys you had on, I guess she means Josh and Tommy from the Daily Talk Show, the only multiple guest interviewees we've had on Jackie Road Studios. The interview with the boys you had on said Google a lot, and at one point it kept activating the OK Google voice function, and it would start playing random music based on what they said after. This was very annoying. Annalise, a lot going on in your car as you listen to the podcast. I'm sorry for activating Google and sorry for activating Siri for anybody using an iPhone if that's happened at any random point. I tell you what, Christian O'Connell, who's the next guest on the podcast, he's starting to activate Siri. His Siri's sensitivity is turned up to a million. I don't know how he's done it. I turn Siri off on my phone, so I never use her. But his Siri now responds to him for, you know, 10% of the things he said. So in the studio, we'll hear it go off just while he's telling stories. It can be far away from him saying Siri and it gets activated. I don't know if you can turn up Siri's sensitivity for what she's hearing out for, but Christian's is busted. And apologies to anybody who listens to this podcast and I set off your phone. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. Okay, Siri. Hello, Siri. If that has set something off for you, well, that's just a little Jack prank. Pranked you guys. The next email comes in from Leon Blair. Leon says, hey, Jackie boy, I just took a listen to the latest episode and I'm a new subscriber here and I've enjoyed it. Don't know what date this is from. The work experience kid, oh, this would have been after Hamish's episode. The work experience bit had me amazed. My work experience, I also worked at a guitar store. My dad called in a favour from Manny at Manny's Music, and I ended up working there. I thought it'd be cool, and I also thought maybe I'd get a free guitar. What a surprise, I was told to go out the back and crush up empty guitar boxes. I feel like guitar stores must just leave that job for work experience kids because there were so many boxes there. Leon, this is exactly my experience at Fretted Instruments on Brunswick Street, which is no longer around. But they had a storeroom full to the top ceiling of uncrushed down cardboard boxes that the guitars come in. And it was my job to crush them all. Leon says, I did get help with one guitar sale though, where I sold a guitar that was known to be difficult to sell. Ooh, la la la, Leon, you show off. I landed them a $2,200 sale on an Ibanez Prestige on my last day, where they said I could come back anytime for a job. Best regards, Leon. He doesn't say if he did go and take that job. But kudos to that person buying the $2,000 guitar off some pimply kid from high school. Yeah, it's a really good guitar. I did no customer-facing jobs in that whole week I did work experience. Honestly, the only other job I remember doing is I had to change the security camera VHS tape each morning when I got in. And then I must have been in that storeroom for the rest of the day. Leon, you got yourself a raffle ticket for the world's fastest guitar. Andrew Melvin. I had a job while at TAFE at McDonald's. Took a couple of weeks off. Oh, I know what this is in regards to. After the week where we did work experience emails, some guy wrote a story about working at a graphics design company, maybe, and he just left one time at lunchtime, left a post-it note on his desk saying, adios, I'm out of here, essentially. So I asked for any stories of snap decisions where you just left your job and never returned. Andrew says, I had a job while in TAFE at McDonald's. I took a couple of weeks off to visit the US for snowboarding and I decided to stay. I've been here now for 19 years. I realized weeks later, I should probably let my job know. I gave them a call and they were somewhat upset I'd missed some shifts without telling them. Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot to call. I've moved to America. There was a silence from the other end of the phone. And then the click of my manager hanging up. I did a similar thing with Hoyts, where I worked as my first like proper part-time job. Why did I leave? I was getting ready to get fired or reprimanded, right? Not for stealing popcorn for listeners of the Hamish and Andy show. For different, way less severe version of stealing. They had this thing at Hoyts where you could go and see movies for 50 cents, right? If you worked there. I guess a smart reason, as a way to go, if our employees have seen a heap of the movies, they could recommend them to people buying tickets. So that made sense. But you had to, there was a rule that you had to ring up your manager and let them know you wanted to see a movie if you were going at a different location. So I worked at Melbourne Central Hoyts in the city, but I lived near Northland. So I went to Northland and I lied about having rung my manager to get the okay, which is a minimal crime. But for some reason, they were making a big deal about it. And once they found out that I'd lied and I never called my manager, I got this letter to say I had to meet them all for a meeting. It was really ominous. It didn't give too much details, but I could tell I was going to get in trouble for for going to see this 50 cent movie at Northland. So to defend against it, I rang up and quit over the phone. I said I'd moved to Sydney and that I lived in Sydney now and that I wouldn't be making my shifts that week and I would never be returning. And I literally never went back in. My locker at Hoyts probably stayed, I wonder how many years it stayed locked up for, with my work shirt and my dad's work shoes that I used as part of my uniform. My dad was pissed. I remember he always asked me if my friend who still worked at Hoyts could go and pick up my shoes because I was never going back there. And I never did. I would love to think that locker at Melbourne Central Hoyts is still locked up. Please, if anybody know somebody who works at Melbourne Central Hoyts, please get them to get in contact with the podcast. I would love to go and pick up my dad's shoes after, what, 13 years of not having been there. Thank you, Andrew. This email comes in from Ben Spiteri. Ben is coming to the defense of many bands around the country who have had the shameful experience of touring with British India. Matty O'Gorman, the great drummer from British India, joined me on episode 4 of Jackie Road Studios and essentially explained that British India tours the country without any instruments, no overheads, and make the support bands supply the instruments that they use on stage. Ben is here to back that up. My band, Twisted Willows, supported British India at Suki Lounge, and they did exactly as you said. They used our instruments and backline for the gig. Not only that, they had food provided that we were not allowed to touch, and they only rocked up 10 minutes before their set. Well, doesn't this paint a picture, a pretty little picture, of Australia's most arrogant band? I don't know why I'm picking a fight with British India. I loved having Matty on, and I love British India. Apparently, Declan lives around the corner from Jackie Road Studios, so if they hear this, I'm not picking a fight with British India. I would love for them to come on the show and play a song live. I would love for them to cover the British India song, which you can still hear streaming on Spotify and Apple Music, the British India song, if you search Jack Post. I would love for them to cover that on the show. That's one of my... That's a bucket list item, guys. Anyway, but I can't get behind this. Can never get behind this. They had food provided. We weren't allowed to touch it. They rocked up 10 minutes before their set. Ben says, spewing that they got a good spread and we didn't. He goes, so excited for this fastest guitar. 2020 needs to get a bit faster. Ben, yes, congratulations. You go into the raffle ticket drawer to get the world's fastest guitar. And my last email comes in from Gene Harvey. Now, Gene Harvey contacted me after the British India episode as well and said, can I use the music from the British India song without the lyrics to make a class song, as he's a teacher and he wanted to write an original song with his kids, which was really cool. And I used to say it more, and it still definitely applies. Everything made on Jackie Road Studios podcast is free use. No copyright. Anybody can use it how they wish. If you want to use any bits of the songs or any songs without the lyrics, or you just want to use full songs in your YouTube videos, in your projects, some, you know, you want to sample them or edit them, you have complete free usage of all the music coming out of Jackie Road Studios. There are no copyrights on it. So I said that on an early podcast. Gene took me up on it and he got the music for his class. I don't know why he chose this. Maybe schools these days, like even if they're just making a song in the classroom, can't use a copyrighted song. For whatever reason, he wanted to make his class song using the British India music. I'll play a bit of it now.
Being in year 6, you get a special shirt. It has all our names unlike the other shirts. Now I know how to spell everyone's name. It helps when we play games. Being in year 6, you get to wear a badge. You have all the people that you find.
One thing is for sure, they are better singers than I am. Well done to Gene's Year 6 class who made that song. And for anybody who wants any of the music on Jackie Road Studios in any way, shape or form, I'm able to bounce down stems of individual instruments or whole tracks without the lyrics or whatever you can dream up. So let me know, jackieroadstudios@gmail.com. Gene, you and your class go into the chance to win the world's fastest guitar. I actually love the idea of the Yamaha going out to a whole classroom and becoming the class guitar. Like the class hamster that you had to take turns in taking home over school holidays. People take the guitar home, bring it back, give it to the next student, and it will forevermore be a communal guitar passed down grade to grade as new sixes come into it. Then in 25 years, their sons and daughters will be in the same class playing the same Yamaha. And their sons and daughters and their grandsons and granddaughters will play the Yamaha guitar from the everlasting Yamaha legends that are unofficial sponsors of the show. There is absolutely no contractual agreement from Yamaha to be mentioned on the show, but they did give us the $1,500 guitar to give away to one member of the listening audience of Jackie Road Studios, which will be done so in a couple of weeks. If you have a raffle ticket, then it's only a couple of weeks away before you could be winning that guitar. If you want a raffle ticket, you either write into the show, get your email read out on the show, or you can rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Send me a screen grab of you doing so, and I'll give you a raffle ticket.